Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Scripture Stories books published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story and invite them to read along with you too. If you remember last week, we read the Jaredites leaving Babel and their travel to the Promised Land. Jared and his brother were righteous men who lived in a city called Babel. They lived hundreds of years before the Nephites. Most of the people in Babel were wicked. They built a tower to try to get to heaven. Now, what did the Lord do as they tried to build the tower? Who can tell me what the Lord did? Yes, Caitlin.
He changed all their languages. That's like my mom speaking German, my dad speaking Norwegian, I'm speaking Spanish, Brandon's speaking Chinese.
Okay, so that's right. He changed all their languages so nobody could understand one another, right? Now, Jared asked his brother to pray and ask the Lord not to change the language of their families and friends. And the brother of Jared prayed, and the Lord answered his prayer. Jared, his brother, and their families and friends could still understand one another. The Lord told the brother of Jared to gather his family and friends and leave the land. They took their animals and all kinds of seeds with them. The Lord said he would lead the Jaredites to a promised land. The Jaredites caught birds and fish to take with them. They took swarms of honeybees. The Jaredites traveled to the wilderness. Does anyone remember how the Lord guided the Jaredites in the wilderness? Yes, Daniel, do you remember?
He, like, told the brother of Jared all the directions, and he helped them.
That's right, he did. Does anybody remember how he helped them that way? The Lord actually spoke to them from a cloud. Does anybody remember that? Yeah. He told them which way to go. And the Lord said the people who lived in the Promised Land must serve God or they will be destroyed. When the Jaredites got to the seashore, they put up their tents, and they stayed by the sea for 4 years. While the Jaredites camped by the sea, the brother of Jared forgot to pray. The Lord came in a cloud to tell him to repent. Why is it important to pray? Caitlin?
It's important to pray because when you pray, it's like a telephone and Heavenly Father has the other end. And it's the way that you can talk to him because Heavenly Father's not going to drop this note down that says call this number and this number, and then you can't talk to him on the phone. You can't email him. You can't get in an airplane and see him. You can't text him. You can't see him on TV. You have to pray, and praying's like a telephone to talk to Heavenly Father, and he's got the other end.
It's a great example. Wonderful. Thank you. Tiana?
Well, kind of going back to the first question, why the Lord got mad at the brother of Jared for not praying, because the Lord commanded us to pray, and it's a commandment from God. And when we pray, we become closer to him. And so when we are talking to him, you know, just about like regular day or something, we get comfortable with talking to him. And the more we pray, the more closer we feel to him, so we can be spiritual. Love the word. So we can be closer.
That works for me. That's a wonderful, wonderful reason, definitely. So the brother of Jared repented, and he prayed. And the Lord forgave the brother of Jared, but said he should not sin anymore. The Lord told the brother of Jared to build barges to take his people to the promised land. The Lord told the brother of Jared how to build the barges. Now, who can tell me how the barges were made? TJ.
They were made watertight so that water couldn't get in, and there was a hole in the top and a hole in the bottom. And they clogged the one hole when the water was on that side, and let open the other one for air. And they were kind of shaped a little bit like a walnut. Nobody knows exactly, but people think that they would have to be shaped kind of like a walnut.
Yeah, all we know is it was tight, like unto a dish. Airtight, definitely. Caitlin?
Like TJ said, there were two holes, and I like to think of it as one hole to keep water out and one to let water, to let air in. So then when the barge, like, kind of turns, and then the one that you have open for air, you can close and open the other one for air. It's to keep water out and air in.
Wonderful. That was necessary, right? Because the brother of Jared wondered how the people would have air to breathe. So he asked Heavenly Father, but the Lord told him to make a hole in the top and a hole in the bottom. Now, the brother of Jared told the Lord that the barges were dark inside. Now, the Lord asked him to think of a way to have light inside the barges. Daniel, can you tell me, why couldn't the light for the barges come from fire or from windows?
Well, from windows, the water pressure would eventually break it, and fire, it's not like fire's going to last forever.
Definitely. And they were made out of wood, right? That's not a good combination. Anders?
They used light by Heavenly Father told the brother of Jared to bring stones to him. And Heavenly Father touched the stones with his finger, and then they had light inside, and it wouldn't burn the barge, and nothing would break.
Wonderful! That's a great summary of it. Thank you, Anders. Yes, Daniel.
Like you said, Jesus Christ told him to go find out his own way, so he couldn't think of anything. So he went to a mountain, broke up a rock into five little stones, and they were clear stones. Then he bring them to him, and Jesus touched them, and he was amazed because he could see his fingers, and he thought they looked like a human fingers. And then Jesus ended up showing him his body, and he said, like, I have a body of flesh and bones like you.
Wonderful. You know, that's one of my favorite things is, well, there are a couple of favorite things in there, in that the Lord asked him to find out for himself, told him that he could do it on his own, but also, as the Lord touched each stone with his finger, because of the brother of Jared and his great faith, he was able to see the finger of the Lord. And just like you said, Daniel, it looked like a human finger. And then the Lord showed himself to the brother of Jared. Now, Jesus said, those people who believe in him will have eternal life. Jesus taught and showed the brother of Jared many things. And Jesus told him to write what he had seen and heard. The brother of Jared carried the stones down the mountain. He put one stone in each end of the barge, just like Anders said, and they gave light inside the barges. The Jaredites went into the barges with their animals and food, and the Lord made a strong wind blow the barges toward the promised land. The Lord protected them in the rough sea. They thanked the Lord and sang praises to him. After 344 days on the water, the barges landed on the shore of the promised land. When the Jaredites came out of the barges, they knelt down and cried tears of joy. The Jaredites built homes and planted crops in the promised land. They taught their children to listen to the Lord and obey his words. You are listening to Scripture Stories. Children at home, please get ready to read along with us about the destruction of the Jaredites in chapter 52.
So bravely, so kindly, so well. Christ can never save you. Stand by your conscience, your honor, your faith. Stand like a hero and battle till death. Dare, dare, dare to do right. Dare, dare, dare to be true. Dare to be true. Dare to be true.
The Jaredites grew in number and became rich. They chose a king to be their leader.
Many years passed, and the Jaredites became wicked. The Lord sent prophets to tell them to repent, or they would be destroyed.
The people did not listen to the prophets. They tried to kill them.
There were wars and famines in the land. Many Jaredites died.
The Lord sent another prophet named Ether. He preached from morning till evening, telling the Jaredites to believe in God and repent.
Ether told the Jaredites that if they would believe in God, they would someday live with Heavenly Father in a better world.
Ether told the Jaredites many important things, but they did not believe him. They made him leave the city.
Ether hid in a cave during the day so he would not be killed. At night, he went out and saw what was happening to the Jaredites.
He finished writing the history of the Jaredites while he was hiding.
The Lord sent Ether to Coriantumr, who was a wicked Jaredite king.
Ether told him to repent, or he would live to see all his people killed.
Coriantumr and his people did not repent. He tried to have Ether killed, but Ether ran and hid in the cave.
Let's stop for a moment and talk about what we've read so far. Now, who was Ether? Caitlin.
A prophet that was sent from God.
Okay, and what did Ether say to the Jaredites? Yes, Deanna.
To repent and to believe in God.
Okay, repent and believe in God. Now, what did the Jaredites do to the prophets who warned them that they would be destroyed if they did not repent? Yes, Camille.
They killed them?
Yes, they tried to kill them. So they weren't very kind to those prophets that were telling them to repent. How did the people react to Ether's teachings? Yes, Anders.
They tried to kill him as well.
Okay, so they tried to kill him. What else did they do? Yes, Daniel.
The people reacted to his teachings by trying to kick him out of their city. And it was basically just saying, get out.
Good. Okay, so they were telling him to get out of their city. Yes, TJ.
They didn't believe him.
They didn't believe him. Okay, why do you think they didn't believe him? Yes, Anders.
Because they were wicked and Satan was tempting them. And saying, this isn't true, when it really was.
Good. All right. And where did Ether hide? Where did he go? Joseph?
In a cave up in a mountain.
Okay, that's right. And what did he do while he was in the cave? Yes, Deanna?
He hid from the Jaredites so he wouldn't be killed.
Okay, what else did he do in there? That's great. TJ?
He finished writing the history of the Jaredites.
Okay, that's right. Can anybody tell me who Coriantumr was? Daniel?
Coriantumr was a wicked Jaredite king.
Okay, and what was Ether sent to tell Coriantumr? Anders.
That if you don't repent and believe in God, that you will, you'll see all your people die.
Okay, you see all your people die. Now, how did Coriantumr and the Jaredites respond to this that Ether was saying? Caitlin. What expound on that? What else does that mean? How did they respond?
No way.
No way. Why did they respond that way?
Because he's like, my people are fine. They may get a cold. They're fine. They're not going to die.
Okay.
When Ether was actually telling the truth.
Yes, Ether was telling the truth because he was a prophet of God, right? Yes, Daniel.
They didn't believe them because he thought everything's fine. Who is this Jesus Christ guy anyway?
Okay, so he didn't know what he was talking about. He didn't believe him.
There's a right way. Show me the way.
and be happy. I must always choose the right. Through the gospel I learn to be prayerful, to have faith, to repent, to obey. And I know if I live by his teachings, I will truly be happy each day. Choose the right way and be happy. I must always choose the right.
Let's continue the story of the Jaredites on page 151.
The people were so wicked that the Lord cursed the land.
They could not set their tools or swords down because by the next day the objects would be gone.
All the Jaredites fought in the wars, including the women and children.
Coriantumr led one army and the man named Shiz led the other.
Coriantumr and Shiz were both wicked men.
The Holy Ghost had left the Jaredites because of their wickedness. Satan had full power over them.
The Jaredites fought until Coriantumr and Shiz were the only ones left.
When Shiz fainted from losing so much blood, Coriantumr cut off his head.
Ether's prophecy had come true. Coriantumr was the last Jaredite alive. He was found by the people of Zarahemla.
Ether finished writing the history of the Jaredites.
They had been destroyed because of their wickedness.
The Jaredites' records were later found by the Nephites.
Okay, so what great curse came upon the land because of the wickedness of the people? What happened to the land, Camille?
All the people would die.
Close. There was another curse that came along it. That happened later on. Yes, TJ.
They couldn't set down their weapons or their tools or they would disappear the next day.
Okay. What do you think it would be like to live with those kind of problems? Setting something down and not being able to find it the next day. Daniel?
Present day, it would be just like throwing all your money away.
All right. So all of the things that were important to them, they couldn't find the next day, right? Excellent. Yes, Anders.
It'd be so hard because everything you set down would disappear. And so your house, if you set down everything and you didn't realize it, your house would be completely empty.
Okay. That would be kind of frustrating, I would think. Definitely. Caitlin, yeah.
I kind of can't imagine putting something down and then going for the next day and it's gone, because I put stuff down a lot and usually I lose it, but then I find it. And so I can't imagine like making like this like blanket or something and then putting it down and then having it be gone. So if they didn't want it to disappear, they'd like have to sleep with it.
Okay, that would have been hard, I would think. Definitely. Tiana?
Well, I know that I wouldn't want to put anything down. I would, like, be holding tons of stuff in my arms. I'd be carrying it around all day, and I would be sleeping with it. And I would have, like, backpacks full of stuff so I wouldn't lose everything.
Excellent. So we all agree that would have been a terrible curse to have, right? If we set something down and couldn't find it just like that because of the wickedness of the people. So what are the consequences when we make right choices? What are the consequences that happen? Yes, Caitlin.
You can feel the Holy Ghost.
Good. That's a great one. TJ.
We get blessings.
You get blessings. What other things happen when you make right choices? Tiana.
We can live with Heavenly Father again.
Great. Wonderful. Daniel.
When you're wicked, the Holy Ghost goes away. So if you're righteous, then you'll be able to have that feeling.
Okay, so you'll be able to have the Holy Ghost with you. Definitely. Who can tell me some examples of right choices and their consequences? Caitlin, what's an example that you have of a right choice and the consequence that came with it?
My grandma, she has a really big yard, and I went down to her house, and we weed whacked, and we cleaned up, and we made sure that our house was pretty, and we did everything so that she didn't have to do it herself. And then afterwards, we all felt really great. And after we noticed, we were there for 4 hours.
Wow.
We took a lot of time. And afterwards, we all felt really great because now, if you go down there, her house is really pretty.
great. So you did service and you felt great afterwards. When we do service, it's just like that. Time flies by and you don't even know you've been working for so long because you're really in the service of everybody around you. Wonderful. Tiana, did you have an example?
Yeah. Well, I know I go to church every single week and I try to go as much as I can. When I'm sick, I feel horrible when I can't go. But I know when I go to church, I can learn about Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father and what's for me to come in the future. And I always feel so, I feel great when I go to church because then I learn so much and I like make new friends there.
Great. So you feel good, you make new friends when you've made that right choice to go to church. Wonderful example. Daniel.
Well, in our ward, we have a handicapped lady in our ward. And so me and our next door neighbors, we went and got her groceries for her. And then we bring them up to her house, which is on like the tallest floor in the apartments that are right next to our house.
Wonderful. So you had to sacrifice a little to serve, right? And that makes it all the better. That's wonderful. So what are some consequences when we make wrong choices? What are the consequences that come when we don't necessarily make the best choice? Caitlin?
You really don't feel good. It's, for example, if your brother takes a candy bar and you want it and you just yank it out of his hands and you go, don't do that, and like you slap him or something, then you know that was really bad and you feel really bad and you just wish you could go back in the past and not be able to and wish that you haven't done that.
Great. That's a great example of probably not the best choice, a bad choice. And there are other things that you could do. What could you do to make that a good choice, to choose good instead of that?
Well, after you hurt your brother's feelings and you went down to your room and, like, you open the candy bar and start eating it and you notice the bad thing that you did, you could go out to where your brother was and say, I'm sorry, and give him part of it.
Okay, so apologize and try to make it right. Wonderful. That's a great way of making it right. Yes, Anders.
In my house, if anybody's, like, done something bad, we get grounded from friends, and then we get grounded from video games and computer and TV, and then we get grounded from outside. And so it just moves up on getting grounded to everything until you get grounded to your bed.
Wow, so it's not just a bad feeling that you get. Yeah. There are also other consequences that happen when you make bad choices. That's definitely right. Well, so we've established that these people made bad choices, right? And they should have made good ones. They should have not tried to chase Ether out. But who was Shiz? Who can tell me who Shiz was? Camille?
Wicked Jaredite.
Okay. So Coriantumr was the last one living, and he and Shiz fought against each other. So they were the last two ones, and Coriantumr was the last one. And what happened to the record written by Ether? Tiana?
The Nephites found it later.
Okay. So what could the Jaredites have done to avoid this great tragedy of having everybody wiped out? Yes, Daniel.
To not have the tragedy happen, they could have listened to Ether and not kicked him out or killed any of the other prophets and actually listened to them.
Wonderful. Listen to them and repent. Wonderful. Tiana.
They could have believed in Christ.
Good. Wonderful. Yes, Anders.
They could have just not become wicked in the first place. They could have resisted Satan's temptings.
That's a great step to not becoming wicked. Wonderful. Caitlin.
Like Ander said, they could have resisted the temptation, and they could have actually not killed the prophets, but like gave them a place to stay and a bed to sleep in and food to eat and help them instead of killing them. And by reading this, if I were a Nephite that and someone near me found the gold plates and the records of the Jaredites, I know that, hey, if they did it and it didn't turn out so pretty, I probably shouldn't do it either.
That's a wonderful point. So we have these records, these stories to help us so that we can look at them, right, and say, oh, it just like you said, that didn't turn out too pretty. We should make better choices, right? So what would have happened if the Jaredites had obeyed the prophet Ether? What would have happened? Camille?
They would have had... they would have not been killed.
Good. Definitely.
And they could have, like, had a better life.
A much better life. I agree with you. Definitely. TJ, what do you think? What would have happened if the Jaredites had obeyed the prophet Ether?
They would have been blessed instead of cursed.
Wonderful. That's quite the difference, right? Honors.
Since they didn't believe the prophets, they had famines and wars. And if they believed the prophets, they wouldn't get into wars and they wouldn't have famines.
Okay. So I'm hearing a lot of you say if they would have listened to the prophet, if they would have listened to Ether. So listening to prophets, like today, how does this apply to us today? Yes, Caitlin.
If, like, I know the prophet says obey your parents and make sure your kids don't fight. We can listen to the prophet and not fight with our brothers and obey our parents. Or we could do the opposite and, like, tackle our brothers and our sisters. And when your mom says clean your room, go, why should I? And respect that, and that's what the prophet is saying. It's not your mom. And if you don't do what the prophet says, you'll get a really sick feeling inside knowing that wasn't a wise choice.
Okay, that's a great explanation. Yes, Daniel, what do you think?
I can't remember which prophet it was. I think it was Hinckley that said to make a food storage. So in the basement, we have this huge food storage. It's packed with every food that'll last a while that I even know of.
That's excellent. That's wonderful. So if some sort of disaster or tragedy happens, you'll be prepared because you listen to the prophet. That's wonderful. Excellent. Tiana.
When you listen to the prophet, your home is like a better place and you can feel the spirit more often, because if you're doing something that the prophet told you to do, that he commanded you to do, when you do it, you feel so much better in your house.
That's very, very true. Thank you. Anders.
And if you listen to the prophet, you can live with Heavenly Father again.
What a great point. And
because
that's
Heavenly Father tells the prophets what to say.
Wonderful. So the prophets are telling us what Heavenly Father wants us to hear. Yes, Caitlin.
We should really listen to the prophets, because they walk and they talk with Jesus and Heavenly Father. And like Anders said, they tell us exactly what Heavenly Father wants him to tell us. And if Heavenly Father came down here, he'd probably say the same thing that the prophet said.
Wonderful. Joseph, who's our prophet? Who's our living prophet today?
President Monson.
President Monson. I want you all to know that I know that President Monson is a true and living prophet today. And I know that if we listen to him, just like you all have said, he is telling us what Heavenly Father wants us to hear. And if we listen to him, I know that we will be blessed and we will be happy.
Keep the commandments in this there is safety. In
We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all he taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next week as we finish the Book of Mormon by reading Chapter 53, Moroni and His Teachings, and Chapter 54, The Promise of the Book of Mormon. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at radio.lds.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they are ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org, or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center.